Oh no, you startled me, and my barbs accidentally fired. I am so sorry. Please, let me help you.
Did anyone see that? I don't think anyone saw that. And if they did, I'm clearly just helping.
So, it's pretty ballsy walking around here without a significant other, Catboy. You may not realize it, but this is a pretty unsafe neighborhood for single guys. Lots of dangerous women out there that'll snatch up an oblivious little thing like you and do some truly salacious things to them. Sometimes they go missing for weeks, if they're ever found again. Luckily, I was here to make sure no one got to you that no one harassed you. As you can see, though, accidents do happen. So, by way of apology, I'm going to become your permanent escort. Yes, good citizen that I am and all. And soon enough, you're going to want my company all the time anyway. Oh, that look of confusion and terror on your face is delicious. It makes me want to rip your clothes off and have my way with you right here. But no, you're not quite feeling it yet. Luckily, my place isn't far away, so we can wait there. Oh, and no, the paralysis isn't what I mean. But it does look like you're starting to figure it out, based on this tent you're pitching. All right, up we go, lover boy. Jeez, God, you're a bit heavy, aren't you? What'd you buy in there anyways? Really? A soda and a chocolate bar. In this part of town. This is what you came out here to get by yourself? Oh, can you be any more cute and innocent? Oh, my dear, I am going to absolutely ruin you. Home sweet home, and not a moment too soon. You can probably move again, but you should be feeling that first hit of my manticore venom running wild by now. Your senses slowly being overwritten to want me all the more. Even my scent probably smells like pure sex to your brain right now. Oh, but let's not forget that growing impression that you're going to lose your ever-loving mind if you can't stick your dick into one of my hot, wet holes and fuck it until you shoot out every drop of cum you can ever produce. Not that it seems that I need to explain that part anymore. Look at you. You can barely even understand what I'm saying right now through all the lusty thoughts in your head, can you? Well, luckily for you, I have just the cure. Huh. It looks like you at least know what this is, don't you? That's right, my warm, slick, airtight tail pussy. Now, I could offer you the use of its services, or really mine, but what's in it for me, I already brought you to a comfy place to rest after getting hit by one of my barbs on accident, so we're obviously even on that note. For you to want anything else, well, there would have to be some sort of exchange, a little quid pro quo. You can't even sit still anymore with those balls just constantly filling with more and more and, oh, still more semen. Oh no, it must be so painful. The look in your eyes says you would do anything to get me to say yes. Tell you what, strip properly beg me to use my tail on your swollen cock. Provide me with a little mouth service, and I'll think about it. Oh, damn, I didn't think it was possible for you to get naked that fast, boy. Oh. Never seen such a magnificently alluring form. You're truly desperate to get off, aren't you? Did you make that up on the spot, or have you been thinking about how to beg for my attention since we got here? Either way, color me impressed you can still string more than four words together with that venom cocktail in your bloodstream. Still, it does look like that bit of me inside you seems to be treating you well. Hardest you've ever been in your life, I'd bet, and leaking pre-cum like a broken faucet. Before we move on to the main course, though, I do want a taste of these lips. A passing grade. I hope your lungs are as good as your mouth, though, because you aren't coming back up for a bit once you go down. Not so fast. You need to be a good boy and show me how much you want it using just your mouth. And so, I'll be keeping these eager little hands of yours occupied with my own. Oh, yes, I'm serious. Go on. Palms up, fingers spread. Oh, dear. What a sexual deviant I have. So easily submitting to such lewd hand-holding. Almost like you wants it. How depraved. Now, prove to me how much you want my tail to help you drain those balls. Deep breath, kitten. Fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck, get me in there. Oh, I've wanted you laid out like this under me ever since I saw that cute face of yours. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I imagine it's a bit much, isn't it? Oh, but it's nothing that that wicked tongue can't handle. Oh, yes. Yes, that's my good kitty. Oh, yes. Yes, lick everything up. Lap everything up with that dirty tongue of yours. Oh, I taste damn good, don't I? Oh, yes. Oh, you just can't help yourself now, can you? Oh, no. No, 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 you need this. Oh, yes, you do, don't you? Oh, yeah. Fuck, I do too. Yeah, just grind that hot tongue against my clit. Oh, yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, now tongue fuck my dirty hole. Go on. Oh, yes. Good boy. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck. I've already come to that edge. Oh, fuck. Yeah, your tongue. Oh, your tongue is just too good. Fuck. Fine, all right. You've convinced me, Jesus. Oh, you deserve some attention of your own for your efforts. Come here. Let's get you all stretched out and restrained against me so I can watch every bit of you come unglued in the mirror here. Yeah, that's right. Head back on my chest, legs spread and defenseless while I curl my wings around your chest. Ah, perfect. And now for your reward. Oh, there it is. That look that says if my paws weren't holding you in place, you'd be trying to grab the bulb of my tail and fuck yourself into oblivion with it. And you know, I'd be tempted to let you try if you wouldn't end up just dosing yourself again on the other barbs. Then again, that could be fun too. Well, sweetie, how does it feel? Every little nub just dancing around your cock like a sea of tongues. Every little twist and twinge of motion, the suction. Oh, does it feel good? How about the way my tail even swallows those overly full balls of yours? Don't you just love the way it swirls and tugs on them? Oh, I bet you do. And I control all of it. So making you cry out, making your body dance to my tune, is just like playing an instrument. And I can feel your own tail pinned between our bodies thrashing around so much. I wonder what would happen if I rubbed your ears right now as well. Would you just break, I wonder? Go ahead then. Break for Mama, sweetie. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, it's really getting good now. I can feel your balls tensing up. Oh, come on. I'm gonna come for my tail next. So come on and give me everything. Oh, yes. Oh, you want it faster, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Come for me. Come for me, sweetie. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Give me everything. Oh, every little bit of cum. Oh, yes, every ounce of it in your body. Oh, yes. Yes, pump it all out for me, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, you taste divine. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, I am never letting you leave here again. Oh, you live in this bedroom now. Well, not that it looks like you can hear me anymore, but look at you. Screaming my name as you come 1 minute, passed out, curled against my chest, and smiling like a little angel for me the next. No one would ever figure these naughty little productions were born from your depraved little mind. I mean, really, honey. Unsafe neighborhood for single guys. What, do we live in the dark ages where hellhounds were out in the streets banging people into submission for this scenario? Oh, yes. We quite literally bought a house in one of the safest places in the country. You always ask for the weirdest role plays when you're in heat. Whatever. You might be a twisted little feline fuck, but, well, you're my twisted little feline fuck. Sweet dreams, my love.